With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio spoke to reporters after suspending his bid to serve as House Speaker.
GOP Speaker nominee Jordan expressed support on Thursday for a resolution to give interim Speaker Patrick McHenry from North Carolina more power to reopen the House and conduct crucial business. Jordan told reporters he pitched the resolution to his Republican colleagues during a closed-door conference meeting.
We made the pitch to members on the resolution as a way to lower the temperature and get back to work. We decided that wasn't where we're going to go. I'm still running for speaker, and I plan to go to the floor and get the votes and win this race.
Some Democrats are open to empowering McHenry. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office has said that limited humanitarian aid would be allowed into Gaza from Egypt. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The decision to lift a blockade of aid into Gaza came following a request from President Biden. The arrival of much-needed aid is the first crack in a punishing 11-day Israeli military siege on the enclave. Many among Gaza's 2.3 million residents have cut down to one meal a day and have been left to drink dirty water amid dwindling supplies. Over 3,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the siege began, after over 1,000 Israelis were killed in a Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister says his troops are ready to go into Gaza at any time. President Biden is expected to address both the Middle East and Ukrainian crises tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. He will ask for continued funding for both operations. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 250 points, the Nasdaq dropping 128, the S&P lower by 36. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the connections between American Jews and Israel.
The vast majority of Jewish people in this country vote Democrat and are often critical of Israel, but that doesn't mean they don't love the Jewish state at a fundamental level. According to a survey from the Pew Research Center, 82% of American Jews say caring about Israel is essential to what being Jewish means to them. 60% say they have a lot in common with Israeli Jews, and nearly half have visited the country at least one time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sex change operations on children would be banned in Wisconsin under a Republican bill passed this week, but Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the measure. Republicans do not have enough votes for an override. More than 20 other states have enacted laws that bar doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on youngsters for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closing lower as it faces the prospect of a 5% yield on the 10-year Treasury for the first time since 2007. The S&P 500 losing 0.8% today following a mixed set of profit reports from Tesla and other influential companies. Stocks felt pressure from the bond market, where rising yields have been squeezing Wall Street since the summer. The yield on the 10-year Treasury touched 4.99% before pairing its gain. The Dow was down 251 points, closing at 33,414. The Nasdaq lost 128 to 13,186. The S&P 500 dropped 36 points to 4,278. New York oil rose $1.05 to $89.37 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.